Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakith Peeris, as we welcome all of you to our edition this morning, being Friday, the 6th of March 2026. The headlines first. India have qualified for the finals and they'll play their final against New Zealand at the Ahmedabad Stadium coming up this Sunday, when they just about managed to win their game by 7 runs in a high-scoring game against the Englishman at the Wankhede Stadium yesterday. Jamie Siddon of Australia has been appointed as the Sri Lankan's women's coach and his contract is valid for 12 months. He's got an immediate responsibility because the Sri Lankan team, who have successfully completed their tour of the Caribbean, are scheduled to tour Bangladesh for another bilateral series. But the big responsibility for Jamie Siddon is the World Cup coming up this summer in England, which gets underway on the 12th. Now for the details of yesterday's game. Point number one, Harry Brook will regret that he dropped a sitter off a catch at mid-on when player of the match Sanju Samson was only batting on 16. Ultimately, Sanju Samson went on to score 89 runs, which also got him the Man of the Match award. We'll come to all that and more. Now, here the feature. India were put into bat and they made 253 runs for the loss of 7 wickets. Let's look at their climb. In the power play overs, India was 67 for 1. Come the 10th over, 119 for 2. 15th over, 177 for 3. And then in the last 5 overs, just can't imagine what the English were doing. They leaked 76 runs. Ripley's, believe it or not. Now that is a total. 253 in a final is going to be Herculean. And let's not forget, Ishan Kishan and Sanju Samson stitched a partnership of 98 runs for the first wicket, for the second wicket, in 48 deliveries. What a fantastic batsmanship by the Indian batters. You know, they thumped 19 sixers, 18 boundaries, while the English bowlers not only fumbled in taking important catches, their ground fielding was not up to par, too many knock-ons, and when you do that against a team like India, you're asking for trouble. Let's look at the details then. Sanju Samson, 89 runs in 42 deliveries, 8 boundaries, 7 massive sixers, strike rate of 212. Ishan Kishan, 39 runs in 18 balls, 2 massive sixers. Shivam Dubey, 43 runs in 25 deliveries, strike rate of 172, 4 massive sixers. Tilak Varma made 27 at the back end in just 7 deliveries, and Pandya too contributed 27 runs in 12 deliveries. What were the English bowlers doing? Only they know the answer. Adil Rashid, 2 for 41. Sam Curran, expensive, wicketless for 53. Geoffrey Archer, 1 for 61. Looked off colour, but of course, Harry Brook dropped a catch of Archer off the batting of Sanju Samson. Like I made mention, that actually cost a final spot for the Englishman in this encounter. Will Jacks took 2 for 40. Pretty convincing as a bowler, being a fantastic find for England. Overturn, wicketless for 36. And Dawson, the left-arm orthodox spinner, bowled just 1 over and leaked 19 runs. But I must tell you, it was a fantastic effort by the Indian batters after being put into bat at Wankhede. Now then, all that England had to do was go for it. There was no way that they were going to survive unless otherwise they played their traditional best ball type of cricket. They got up to 246 for 7, so it was an excellent display of batting by the English. They lost by 7 runs, but I can tell you, they made the semi-final out of the box. And I also need to make mention about the fielding of Akshar Patel. 3 brilliant catchers, absolutely brilliant. I've never seen anything like that from an Indian fielder for long periods of time. The catching was exquisite. Their ground fielding was far above comparison to that of England, who fumbled and knocked on quite a bit. Of course, the English had 15 massive sixers, 21 boundaries. They got so close thus far, but still too far to go on to play the finals against the Kiwis. Let's look at their climb. In six overs, India got three of the English top order batters out for 68. Come the 10th over, thanks to Jacob Bethell, that they moved on to 119 for four. He was supported by Will Jacks. And then in the 15th over, 185 runs for the loss of five wickets. Look, they were ahead of the Indians at this stage, because India at the end of 15 overs were 177 for three. And in the 20th over, they fell short by just seven runs. Excellent effort. Jacob Bethell, what a great find for England. He made 105 in 48 deliveries, 8 boundaries, 7 massive sixers. He told the Indians, if you can bat, I too can bat. That's what he proved to the entire cricketing world. Strike rate of 218. Will Jacks made 35. Josh Butler, 25. Butler has not had a very good World Cup, that's for sure. And then Sam Curran, 18. But end of the day, the English top order were a failure. Harry Brook batting at number three could have scored more runs. Josh Butler got too anxious and threw his wicket away when he was on 25. So the English should blame themselves for not entering the finals. Right, Arjit Singh, 1 for 51. Pandya, 2 for 38. Bumrah, 1 for 33. We'll come to that now in a bit. Varun Chakravarti was scattered, 1 for 64. And Akshar Patel, I'll tell you, one of the finest fieldsmen and catchers in World Cup cricket, took 1 for 35. Sanju Samson was adjudicated as player of the match, and he made mention that the actual player of the match should be given to Jasprit Bumrah. And I'll tell you the reason why. Look, this particular game, the batters made 507 runs. Most of the top order batters were carted, so it was a high scoring game. And Bumrah, who bowled the 17th over, is the one that saved India from winning this game. He took 1 for 33, and rightly so. So Sanju Samson said the player of the match award should have gone to Jasprit Bumrah, and many will agree to that. So there we go. Congratulations to India. End of the day, winning the game by 7 runs. But all credit must go to England for putting up such a display. I mean, people thought that they were done and dusted when they lost Phil Salt with the score on 13, Harry Brook with the score on 38, and Butler with the score on 64, and Banton with the score on 95. In fact, there were 95 runs for 4 wickets, but then came the magic of Jacob Bethell, who made that brilliant 105. So well played, England. Now, the finals is scheduled to be played at the Ahmedabad Stadium, the Narendra Modi Stadium, on Sunday. And I can tell you, it's going to be a cracker of a game between the two best teams of this particular tournament, New Zealand and India. Don't forget, if you're watching it on television, there'll be some entertainment just before play gets underway. We look forward to a great final. That's it from me and Lakith Peris. Before I wind up, let me wish Jamie Siddons, the Australian coach who's taking over the women's cricket here in Sri Lanka. We're also waiting for an announcement from Sri Lanka cricket who will succeed Sana Jayasuriya. That's something that we need to look forward to. And hopefully we'll have a message from SLC about Sri Lanka's tour of the United Arab Emirates, because we were scheduled to play Afghanistan on the 13th of March. That's it from me and Lakith Peris. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful day as I spin your record for your listening pleasure.